This is the second part of our interview with Dr. Gladys Hernandez, researcher at the Center for the Study of the World Economy. In this part of the interview, Dr. Hernandez maintains that China is now entering a new era of science and development in which, in a manner different from the United States, it shares scientific knowledge with the world. It believes in mutually beneficial trade and the sharing of knowledge, not exploitation. It believes in interconnectivity. Let's listen to Dr. Hernandez.
Now China says, I am going into a new era.
I'm going
into a new era for development, for my economic and social model, for my kind of approach to science and innovation. I mean, everything will be new. And this is something from their Chinese philosophy, to make the people understand that the basis for the new China will be different. If you see those bases are rooted in the economic model, they will not export so much. They will import because consumption turns to be a very important variable for economic growth in China now. And they need science for that, so that they will be investing in education, development, science and research, in a way that these investments makes them improve their life and improve their position in terms of research, science and innovation. So, and this new era for China means that they will try to cherish. They will try to share whatever the mankind needs. For the Chinese, means that they are supposed to share their results with the world. So, and if you see the different approach coming from the United States that is trying to impose certain policies, that is trying to say that America is first above everybody, that is trying to say that protection is in trade, is the basis for the United States to succeed. I mean, this is a big, big, huge mistake. It takes countries that usually support the United States to see what China is doing. And that's why now, from 2013 to now, for example, the new initiative of China concerning the Silk Road has been so popular. That's why. They are not saying, I am supposed to be protectionist. I am supposed to be bilateral. No, I want to share. I want to give you possibility to finance your programs of development. And of course, in doing this, China will also have benefits. Because this is the way it is. When you trade, when you invest, you're supposed to have benefits also, but on one basis. Not on basis of exploitation, not on basis of wars, not on basis of saying you are doing bad, I am the one who is doing properly. No, this is not the way. The way is to share. So the word, and then there is another word. The Chinese now have another word for the new era. It's interconnectivity, connectivity. Yeah. How we will be connected in trade, in infrastructure.
This has been the second part of our interview with Dr. Gladys Hernandez, researcher at the Center for the Study of the World Economy. Tomorrow, we will continue with the third part of our conversation.